This is Radio Superior 1950, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the land of beautiful lakes. Jack McKenna here. It's election day, September 19th, 1950. Lou Martin is in with the 6 o'clock news. Claude, call me Bertie Ebling, is in with This Week in Farming. We have dueling advice columnists, and we've got some great music from 1950. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by the Stardust Drive-In Theater in Superior, showing Robert Louis Stevenson's Adventure Island with Rory Calhoun in Technicolor. Now in black and white, here's Lou Martin with the 6 o'clock news. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. It's primary election day. Allied forces are set to jump the Han River in Seoul, and the Big Three end the state of the war with Germany. We begin our shortwave report from Seoul.
Hello, this is Max Jordan on the outskirts of Seoul at the Han River. Allied liberation forces rushed up river crossing equipment today to jump the Han River barrier before red defenses can be rallied. The Allies are racing against oncoming communist reinforcements for the possession of the besieged capital city. The Reds appear to be abandoning the old Allied southeast beachhead in an effort to save Seoul for themselves. Marine-led allies are mounting a 40,000-man offensive aimed at spanning the half-mile-wide Han River and winning Seoul quickly. Marine forward elements are 2 miles from Seoul, across the unbridged river from the red-held capital. A shield of Sherman and Pershing tanks and infantry is being thrown out on the Marines. 7th Defensive Infantry men, American and South Koreans, streamed in from Incheon into position across the main highway leading into Seoul from the south. At the Han River, this is Max Jordan reporting.
This is Germany. Stan Turner in Frankfurt. The United States, Britain, and France have agreed to end their state of war with Germany. This was announced today by the foreign ministers of the three countries here. Any attack against the West German government will be treated as an attack on the Big Three powers. The ministers also decided to permit the establishment of mobile police formations with provisions which would enable the West German government to make effective use of all or part of this force in order to fully meet the emergencies of the present situation. The ministers also decided to review present prohibition and limitation on German industries. However, the ministers did rule out any idea of rebuilding the German army outside the framework of European defense. In Frankfurt, Germany, this is Stan Turner.
It's been 5 years since the Japanese surrender on September the 2nd, 1945. The military occupation of Nippon has brought on cries of imperialism against the West by some Asian countries, particularly communist countries. Columnist DeWitt McKenzie says in his column today that Red China and Moscow are reaping benefits by spreading fear and hatred of the Japanese occupation. India has formally recognized the State of Israel. Israel established itself as an independent state in 1948. From Stockholm, there are reports that the Russians have been lobbing guided missiles over the Baltic region this past summer. A Stockholm newspaper reports that rockets were launched near the Soviet-held city of Krems in East Prussia and aimed at the small island in Soviet Karelia. The Senate voted 70-7 in favor of a communist-controlled bill today. It provides for detention of all communists in time of national emergencies and other curbs on communist activities. Wisconsin Senators Joseph McCarthy and Alexander Wiley voted for the bill. Meanwhile, Senator McCarthy today asked for President Truman to fire Secretary of State Dean Acheson, calling him the Red Dean. He says it's time for the president to wake up. KUWS Radio News time is 6:08. Jack McKenna has this message from the Stardust Drive-In Theater.
Thank you, Lou. Stardust Theater. What a lovely place to go and enjoy a good movie. A movie like Adventure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. That's it. Yeah, that's the famous one. Yeah, you're right, folks. That ends Friday, so you got to get a move on, you know. 80 cents per car is all you're charged. Well, it doesn't sound like a movie, does it, to be that cheap to go? 80 cents per car. But it's a good one, so you don't want to miss this one. And coming up soon, too, will be Loretta Young and Celeste Holm in Come to the Stable. Oh, bring your own pitchfork. You don't need reservations at the Stardust. And remember, just 80 cents per car. Lou?
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Efforts of candidates to arouse enthusiasm in Upper Wisconsin's voters apparently has been successful. Superior City Clerk R.E. McKeg says that voter turnout is heavy today. More than 18,000 people are eligible to vote in Superior. Voters are turning out in big numbers in Ashland, too. The county clerk, Elmer Quisdorf, says the Ashland sheriff's race is hotly contested. Former sheriff and current undersheriff Frank Harris is running against retired Ashland police officer Terry Lindquist and Wallen Hennell, sons of police chief E.J. Hennell, on the Republican ticket. Ashland polls opened at 7 this morning and close at 7 o'clock tonight. Superior is gaining national distinction as it builds its new oil terminal. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson reports.
Because Superior is the American terminal of the new Canadian pipeline, the city attained unique distinction in the August issue of The American magazine. It is the only city in the United States shown on a large colored map of Canada and the adjacent area of the United States. The magazine's article is called, "It's Easier to Get Rich in Canada." Superior is printed in bold black letters and is shown as the American end of the pipeline extending from Edmonton, Alberta. The map also gives the impression that Superior, with its central location, is the hub of expansion, which eventually is expected to zoom Canada's population from 14 million to 50 million people. It will have great benefits to us as well. Article author Clarence Woodbury writes that Canada is on its way to becoming a vast industrial nation because of the discoveries of natural resources since World War II. The chief development is oil, an enterprise in which Superior is destined to play a highly important role. With its American headquarters in Superior, the Imperial Oil Company is an affiliate of Standard Oil of New Jersey. This assures Superior of a big share in the Canadian bonanza. The article also says oil development has progressed more rapidly than iron ore and the other newly discovered Canadian resources. Proven petroleum reserves in Canada have leaped to 1.4 billion barrels, as against only 150 million barrels in 1947, and the end is nowhere in sight. Pretty exciting stuff, Lou.
They don't call it black gold for nothing. Superior School Superintendent Leslie Johnson says that school children have launched a Get Out the Vote campaign. Youngsters have brought home vote pledges to have their parents and other registered voters sign. Johnson says they had to print extra pledge forms because the kids are having so much success. Jack.
I've already signed 6 pledges.
But you can only vote once.
Tell my nieces and nephews that. If I don't sign, I'm in trouble.
So you voted today?
Well, yeah, yes.
Did you or did you not vote?
Well, once I get off work, Zoom, I'm heading to the polls.
Did you get a new car or something?
Do I have to do that to vote?
You have to do that if you're going to Zoom anywhere. Your Essex hasn't been able to Zoom for years.
Don't make fun of my Bessie Essie. We're close and we'll never part. Lou Martin, the most delectable newsman in town. Now the forecast for this election day, Tuesday, September 19th, 1950. Cloudier and cooler tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight of 40 degrees, with tomorrow's high of 60. And now it's music time. Here's a new one by the Crew Cuts and Shaboom on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Hey, da, de, ding, dong, a lang, a lang, a lang. Boom, ba-do, 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 ba-do.
Oh, life could be a dream.
Shaboom.
If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream, if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Oh, life could be a dream, if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom, 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 ya la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Life could be a dream, if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again, boom, shaboom.
Hey, da, dee, ding, dong, na, lang, na, lang, na, lang,
shaboom,
ba, do, ba, do, ba, do, ba, ba. Life could be a dream,
life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream, if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Do shaboom shaboom. Do shaboom shaboom. Do shaboom shaboom. Sweetheart.
The Crew Cuts and Shaboom on station KUWS. Here's something to get your lips smacking, friends. Zion Lutheran Church on East 6th Street is having a church supper. Baked ham, mashed potatoes, peas and carrots, salad, roll, rye bread, and cream coffee. All for just $1.25. Children, 65 cents. That's tomorrow night from 5 to 7 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Superior.
I think it's time we get this over with.
Do we have to?
It's a collegial thing to do. You first.
Happy birthday, WEBC.
26 years ago in 1924, WEBC became the first radio station in the Twin Ports. So happy birthday to all the gang over at 1320 AM. Earl Hinton, June Pricer, Wallace Hankins.
And don't forget Famous, the singing cowboy. Happy birthday, guys. Here's one just for them by Professor K. Kaiser and his College of Musical Knowledge. This is something we wish they'd all get on. A slow boat to China. On the Martin and McKenna Show.
There is no verse to this song, 'cause I don't want to wait a moment too long to say that I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China. All to myself. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on a faraway shore. Out on the briny with that moon bay. Stone.
slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
How about that, huh? A slow boat to China? That'd be a nice cruise. Professor K. Kaiser on KUWS.
It's time for This Week on the Farm with Mr. Claude Ebeling.
Oh, call me Bertie, short for Bertram.
But...
Hey, let's not go through that routine again.
Say, those two gals in the waiting room, I don't think they like each other.
That would be our two advice columnists waiting to come on next. You know, people who give other people tips on how to live better lives. I set it up myself.
Oh, that would be weird. I mean, weird, weird. I don't envy whoever has to interview them.
When Jack says he set them up, he really means he set me up. So what's going on in This Week in Farming?
It's big. I'm telling you, big, 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 big. What a wing-ding it'll be this weekend. A wild bunch of fellas are coming to town. You want to know who?
I'm excited already. Sounds like ruffian farmers are coming to town. Probably wheat growers. I hear they're pretty wild.
Wheat farmers can't hold a candle to these fellas. The Society of Foresters is holding its convention right here in Superior. Foresters from the tri-state area and Canada are coming. They're a laugh riot.
Warn the women. Keep the children off the streets.
Well, they're not that bad. Not that bad. But they are a little nutsy. Listen to this busy, busy, busy schedule. On Friday, they'll tour the Wheeler Pole Plant. That's where they make Wheeler poles. Then Copper's Creosoting Plant in South Superior. That's where they creosote things. And as if that weren't enough for one day, the fellows will head over the interstate bridge to Duluth for the Superior Wood Products Aspen Hardboard Plant.
Then maybe they'll hit the Ritz or the Palace Bar.
Pub? That's not on my itinerary. I didn't think of that. In fact, not a good idea. No, sir, not good. Because Saturday, we've got a busy, 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 busy day. We start at the Brule State Forest Ranger Station. We'll be having a picnic lunch there with none other than State Forest Supervisor Leif Stelroe. And that's just the start boy, 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 the start boy.
I think Bertie's stuck.
He's hyperventilating.
I'm okay. It's just the pressure of this Forester Society shindig as well. It's pressure is what it is. After the picnic, we'll visit Cedar Island. That's where President Coolidge stayed back in 28, you know. We'll be right where the president was. Well, I'm not sure right where he was, but we'll be close. Then it's off to the Mosinee Paper Company's Industrial Forest, Superior's Municipal Forest. That's the biggest municipal forest in the whole gosh darn state. Patterson Park is next, and hold on to your suspenders. We'll get the nickel tour of Lucas Brothers Logging Camp, where State Forester Alex Human will regale us with stories about forest management. Then I've scheduled a snack at the bird sanctuary.
What kind of bird will you be snacking on?
That's not funny. That's sick.
Fred Hammerstrom will talk about grouse research.
How gross?
Grouse, not gross.
I know, I'm just kidding, Lou.
And then we slide over to the Gordon Nursery and Prison Camp, and no, that's not where prisoners take care of babies. See, Birdie can have some fun, too. Then the 200 or so foresters will get a demonstration of the Fleeco root rake for killing scrub oak. And to put the cherry on top of the whole exuberant experience, the climax of the event is a banquet at the Androy Hotel. Whew! I'm exhausted just talking about it.
Thank you, Mr. Claude Ebeling. This Week in Farming.
Say, Bertie, I bet Lou would like to go along. It sounds pretty newsy, especially that root rake demonstration.
Well, I don't know. We don't usually take civilians along.
Oh, what a shame.
See you, Bertie. More music now, friends. Here's Perry Como and If I Loved You on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Maybe I can sneak you in. You'd have to wear a green uniform.
Please, don't go to any bother.
Como, the old barber, and If I Loved You on station KUWS. Okay, Lou.
Welcome, please, advice columnists Ruth Millett and Lucy Rogers Hankins. Good evening, ladies. Tell you what, ladies, I'll just stand back and let you have a go at it.
You can go first, Lucy.
I wouldn't dream of it. Be my guest.
I insist.
Age before beauty.
By the way, very nice hat you have. I think I saw one like that at the Five and Dime during the war.
Again? Maybe Lucy should go first. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis.
That's Martin.
Okay, Martin, if you want to presume to be so familiar. I have a story to tell, ladies. It's about a woman friend of mine. She is in a mood of gloom and doom. She's always got some kind of ailment and says she'd rather die anyway.
Kind of the opposite of Bertie.
Please, Mr. Antenna.
She'd get along well with Colonel Raffley.
My friend says there's nothing to look forward to. She can't bear to think of a Russian concentration camp when they take over the United States. My solution, ladies, is to get physically fit. It is the firm duty of every citizen, woman, or man alike to keep fit. Our country needs an energetic populace if it is to meet the challenges of the future. Apropos to this theme, I might recommend seeing a film called Thunder Rock, a revival of a production by the English in 1941 or 42, I forget which. It was a warning about the German threat. When you see it, you will be amazed at how similar that is to the indecisive mood today of the American people about the Russians.
So, you think we should just go ahead and invade the Soviet Union and get it over with?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Nice advice.
We have to get our ostrich heads out of the sand. So what's your advice, Ruthie?
Well, not quite so earth-shattering, but here goes. Don't let the kids play the radio so loud that they'll lose their hearing. And I'll add one thing. Let's hope fear-mongering isn't confused with preparedness. We can be prepared and watchful, but without fear and loathing and hurting our fellow man. That's a minute with Miss Ruthie, girls.
I object. That's ridiculous.
Why, Jack, I upset you? Is it the Russian thing? I'm sorry, I don't usually get into politics, but I had to say something.
No, that part's fine. I'm miffed about not letting the kids play the radio loud. It's easier to hear Lou's news if he mumbles.
And Lou has such wonderfully informed newscasts, don't you think, Lucy?
News people. Sorry, Mr. Lewis, I have my reservations.
Me too. Right, Marty?
I think that we're about done, though. Thank you, Lucy Rogers Hawkins and Ruthie Mullett.
That was fun. Now for our dueling advice columnists, here's Bing Crosby and Dear Hearts and Gentle People on the Martin and McKenna Show.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday to Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love the dear heart and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. There's a place I'd like to go, and it's back in Idaho, where your friendly neighbors smile and say hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I want the whole wide world to know.
I love those dear hearts.
I love the dear hearts. I love the gentle people. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes.
Got a dream
house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rows. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live in love in my hometown.
Home, sweet home.
Bing Crosby, dear old Bingle, and dear hearts and gentle people.
I sure miss Harriet. That was stressful. And I've got a whole night of election coverage ahead of me.
Tell you what I'm going to do. All this will be behind you tomorrow night, so let's plan on going to that new drive-in theater and see Rory Calhoun and Gabby Hayes. We can bring Harriet.
I don't know if that's a good idea to have, company when you go to see a drive-in movie.
Right. Harriet might cramp our style.
I'm suggesting that you bring a date.
Oh, I get it. I'd be the third wheel. All right, folks, stay tuned for Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, Lux Radio Theater, My Friend Irma, and then election results with Martin Lewis.
Cute.
We'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial, the good Lord willing, that is, and the stressed-out newsman enjoys the cowboy film. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna wishing one and all a good night. I'll let Harriet sit in the middle, if that helps.
You'll be in the back seat, pal.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1950, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Duke Skorich, Joey Laporte, Brian Matuzak, Kathy Berggren. All events reported on Radio Superior 1950 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.